ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Pei Daled. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Pei Daled, I would like to go back for a few minutes to Gemara before and Daf Pei Gemal. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara says as follows: The Gemara goes on to say to Hira in Tmeelai, Domar Shmuel, Amar Blazer Minayin, Okain Tame Shahachim, Tmeel Shane Remisa, Shanamar Mei Subai Kiyahalu, Patazu Shemachuelas Veimedes. In Taisus, we find that Taisus says that either Yafina Mina Baalma, then Isser Chal Isser, or even according to Mandomar who holds that Isser is Chal Isser, Shani Hasam de Goli Kra. And Taisus goes on to explain that entire halacha of Kain Tamei Sha'acha Truma Tamei is only referring to a case that the Truma was Nitma Tchila. From Taisus it is Mashma that the Yisoid of the Pasek of Yatzezeh Shemuchuelas Feimedes is because we say Ein Iser Chal Iser. And even if we are to hold that Ba'alma Iser is Chal Iser, over here the Torah is Mechadish that Ein Iser Chal Iser. In the Rambam we find that the Rambam is not mechalek between if the Truma was Nitma first, or the Kohen became Tamei first. From the Rambam it is Mashma that the Rambam explains Pshat in the Drasha Pratuzushim Chulawas Feimedes, that it has absolutely nothing to do with Halacha in Isra Chalese, but rather it is Halacha in the Chevza Shal Truma, that a Chevza Shal Truma Shenitma is considered Mechulawas, and there is no Chiyamisa for eating a Truma Sheneschalela. V'chayra, one can explain the basis of the machlekes between the Rambam and Taisus is dependent upon how to understand the Isser for a Kohen who is Tamei Tichuma. Do we understand that the Isser for a Kohen who is Tamei Tichuma is a regular Isser of Machalas Asuris, that a Kohen who is Tamei is not allowed to eat Truma, and a Kohen who is Tamei has an Isser Achila on Truma? Or do we understand that the Isser for Kohen Tamei to Truma is because with his Achila of Truma, he's being Mechala the Truma? And since he's being Mechala the Truma, for that reason, a Kohen who is Tamei is not allowed to eat Truma. V'chayr, these two tzadim is the basis of the Machlokes between the Rambam and Taisvis. The Rambam understands that the Isser for Kohen Tamei to eat Truma is because with his Achila, he's being Mechala the Truma. And for that reason, the Rambam explains Pshat in the Drosha of the Pasuk Yatzezeh Shemuchuelas Feimedes that a Truma which was already Neschalua is not included in the Sisser as the Rambam said, since such Trumas Eina Kodesh. This that Taisus argues in the Rambam is because Taisus understands that the Isser for Kohen Tamei to eat Truma is not because with his Achila he's being Mechala the Truma, but rather it is because there's an Isser of Macholas Asuris for Kohen who is Tamei to eat Truma. And the fact that Truma is Mechuelas does not make any difference whatsoever, since as long as it is considered Truma, one has the Isser of Machos Asuris for Kain Tamei to eat Truma. That is a chayra, how one can explain the basis of the Machlekes between the Rambam and Taisus. In the Rashba, in Shabbos Natsaliyaf, we basically find that the Rashba says as follows, that this halacha, that there is no chiyamisa b'dei shamayim, if a Kohen Tamei eats Truma Tamea, and as the Rambam says, one does not even have a Chiyah Malkus, is not only as far as a Kohen Tamei who eats Truma Tamea is concerned, but even as far as a Zor who eats Truma Tamea, the Zor is Nachai Misa Bidei Shamayim. B'chayr Pshat, in the Sheet of the Rashba, is this that the Rashba understands, that since the Halacha that a kohen tamei who eats truma tamei is not chayim misa b'dei shayim is based on this, that the truma is eina kodesh for that reason, so too if a zor will eat truma tamei, he will not be chayim misa b'dei shayim since the truma is eina kodesh. In the Rambam, in Ochas Trumas Perek Vav Alach Vav, and so too we find in the Ramban in Shabbos Navsali Alpha and Beis, we find that the Rambam and the Ramban argue on the Rashba, and the Rambam and the Ramban both understand that a Zor who eats Truma Tameas Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim. As we find, the Lach Mishnah asks, what is Pshat in this? We differentiate between a Kohen Tamei who eats Truma Tamea and a Zor who eats Truma Tamea. And if we are to say that a Kohen Tamei who eats Truma Tamei is not Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim, so to a Zor who eats Truma Tamei is not be Chayim Misa Bidei Shamayim. So to answer this kash, we find there are Moshe and Igris Moshe and Yerodea Chilkav Simon Reshvav says as follows, that V'anochen on Yestaiti de Isser Zor Einei B'Shvil HaKadusha Sheyesh B'Truma, the Kadusha has Kachma Difa Mishol Truma, V'Zor Mutterba, Eloshwal Etzem HaTruma. And therefore Moshe goes on to say that even as far as Truma Tamei is concerned, that the Truma is already Neschalua, but still Hashem Truma in his battle Mimena, that Dayin Hu Tzarech Litin Okein Kamei Torah, V'lachein Hu Ba'oisei Ha'iser Atzmei Kamei Torah V'loike V'chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim. Only as far as Kohen do we say that a Kohen Tamei who eats Truma Tamei is not Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim, since the Iser for a Kohen Tamei to eat Truma who mitzad Kedusha Sa Truma, V'lachein Kishan Nidma V'Neschala Mekdusha Sa, Eina hektish and neser belav v'chim misa v'dei shemayim b'kol kohen tamei kivan the nifchasa mei kedushasa. That is how Ramosha explains pshat in the sheet of the Rambam and the Ramban. Based on this, we said before one kumisif the following beer, that by a kohen tamei the iser for a kohen tamei to eat truma is because of the chilul hatruma and the chilul of the Kedushas HaTruma that Truma has. And for that reason we say Yatazesh Mechlois Vaymedes by Truma Tamea. On the other hand, as far as the Isser Zor is concerned, the Isser Zor is a regular Isser of Machlois Asuris. And even though, as we find in the Biskurav Mechtavim, that there is an Isser for a Zor to eat Truma, since with Achilas HaZor B'Truma, he's being Mechalel the Truma. But as the Biskurov explains, there is an Isser of Macholos Asuris of Truma as well. And therefore, even if as far as Truma, which is Macholos Vemedis, one will not have the Isser of Chilul Truma, but still one will have the Isser of Macholos Asuris that a Zor is not allowed to eat Truma. And as far as that Isser is concerned, that Isser is not dependent upon the Kedusha of Truma, but rather as long as it has a Shem Truma, one has the Isser of a Zor to eat Truma. According to this, Mahalach will come out. That as far as Sicha is concerned, that as the Biskurov explains, the Isser Sicha Min HaTorah is based on the Chilul Truma. When one is Soch, then by Truma Tamei, that the Truma is already Mechlalos Vemedes, and one does not have a complete Kedushas Truma, then one will not have an Isser Dereisa if one is Soch Truma Tamei. In the Rambam, in Perek Yud Melchus Truma Salacha Beis, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Echad ha'ichel davar shadar pilechel, ve'echad ha'sheisa davar shadar kilishtais, ve'echad ha'soch davar shadar kilosoch, sh'nemar, vo'yichalu es kodshe b'nei yisoli rabbeis es ha'soch, ve'echad ha'ichel truma tahira yitmea b'shkoga mishalim keren v'chaymish. From this, the Rambam says, that echad ha'ichel truma tahira yitmea b'shkoga mishalim keren v'chaymish. And the Rambam does not say echad ha'ichel ve'echad hasach. From the Rambam it is mashma that the Rambam is coming la'afuke sicha, that this here mechayev keren v'chaymish by truma tahira is only as far as achilo shtia is concerned, and not as far as sicha. As far as sicha, if someone was sach truma tahira, he will not be chayev keren v'chaymish. And so too is mashmos of the Kiryas Sefer, and so too is mashmos of the Marim Malki Tzedek in Trumas Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Based on this, what we said before, one can explain Pshat in the Rambam and the Marim Malki Tzedek very simply. Since Sicha is dependent upon this, that there is a Chilul Truma taking place with the Sicha, and the Chiyuv of Chaymish by Sicha is dependent upon the Chilul Truma, for that reason, if someone was Sach Truma Tamei, he will not be Chayev Keren v'Chaymish. Since by Truma Tamei there is no Chilul taking place, Only by a chilul shtiyah are we mechayev karim v'chemesh, even if one ate or drank truma tumea. Since even though there is no chilul taking place, but still one has the iser of malchoas asuras to eat truma tumea. And for that reason, if a zar eats truma tumea, he will be chayev karim v'chemesh. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat b'shita sarambam. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara says that Tameh Shashimesh Kedaboy Minei Revchia Bar Ovem Mir Rav Yosef Minayin Tameh Shashimesh Vemisa Dechsev Daber Al Aaron Vel Bonavi Nazru Mikod She Bnei Yisrael. In the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs Leis HaSayayin Hei, we find that the Rambam says as follows, that the Iser to be Oved Betumez only as far as a Kohen is concerned, and only a Kohen who is Tamei is Muzher Milavid. And so too we find his Mefurish in the Rambam, in Perek Tes, Mehoches Beis Mikdash Halach Yidav, the Rambam says, Kohen Tamei Tvoyim Mechoser Kippurim Shenitma, Vareyu Mechoser Begodim, Vishoy Rochot Yadayim Vraglayim Vaavad Chai Vakol Achas Vaachas, Vem Hayezare Nilweke La Achas Mishom Zaros. In other words, the entire Isser is only as far as a Kohen is concerned, as far as a Zar does not have any other Isser besides for this, that he is a Zar. And therefore he is Eneweke Ela Achas Mishom Zaros. The Kesem Mishnah explains Pshat in the Rambam as follows. And the Kesem Mishnah says, V'tayma Mishom Sholi Hozer Milavay Tamim Elchoser Begodim Ela Mishu Roi Lavayt Avo Azar Hoyo Vene Roi Lavayt Eno Iver Bishom Echad Me'ele. In Tesis and Yivamis, on the Famabes of Manal of the Ramascha Balmum, we find that Tesis also goes like the Shita of the Rambam. And Tesis says, The Hadoi Noket Zar Betuma, the Yehuzaru Zarim El Kayanim, the Chsiv Daber El Arenu Bonavi Nazru, Im Kainin Yeshayach Kwal Bezar Shimosh Betuma. Now, even though one sees in Tesis and Yivamis that Tesis and Yivamis is masking to the Rambam, as far as Shimosh Betuma is concerned, that only a Kohen is Muzer on being Mishamish Betuma, on the other end, a Zar is not Muzer on being Mishamish Betuma. But from Tesis it is Mashma that this is only as far as Shimosh Betuma is concerned. As far as Shimosh Betuma, we say that Shimosh Betuma only applies to a Kohen and not to a Zar, since the Pasuk of Inazar is referring to Aaron Ubanov and not to a Zar. But as far as other Isurim, where it does not say Aaron Ubanov, according to Tesis, a Zar will be Chayiv Shtayim. This that the Rambam says, that as far as all Yisurim we say, that Im Hayezari Niloike Ala Achas Mishum Zoros, is only as the Kesem Mishnah explains, that in order to be Hozer Milavid, one needs someone who is Roy Lavida, Ava Zar Hoyovini Roy Lavid in Yoivir Bisham Echa Me'ela. There is another tremendous Nafkamina between the Rambam and Tesis, even as far as Shimosh Betuma itself is concerned. What is the halacha if a Zar was Mishamish Betuma in a Bama? Now, according to Tesis, that the reason why we say that a Zar is not Muslim being Mishamish Betuma is because the Pasuk is referring to Aaron Ubanov. For that reason, if a Zar was Mishamish Betuma in a Bama, he would not be Muslim on this, that he was Mishamish Betuma. On the other hand, according to the Svar of the Kesem Mishnah B'Shitas HaRambam, that the reason why a Zar who is Mishamesh Betumah is not Muzer is because one needs to be Roy La'avid in order to have that Zahara being Mishamesh Betumah. A Zar Nebama is Roy La'avid. And since a Zar Nebama is Roy La'avid, for that reason a Zar who is Mishamesh Betumah Bebama will be Muzer. And so too we find his Mefurish in the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis in Zvachim says that a Zar who is Oyve Bebama is Muzer to be Oyve Betuma. And so too is Mefurish in the Minchas Baruch and Simen Beis. Well, here there's another Nafkamina as well between the Rambam and Tesis. What is Halach as far as someone who is Roy La'Avida, but is not Bechlal Arein Ubanav? In the Gemara in Zvachim and Afkof Beis and Manalaf, we find that the Gemara says that even though Moshe Rabbeinu was Neskayin La'Avida, but still he was not Roy to be Roy in Negoim, since as far as Re'ias Negoim is concerned, one needs Aaron Ubanov. So from the Gemara one sees the following Chiddush, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, who had Kedushas Kahuna, but still Re'ias Negoim is totally in Mishpachas Kahuna. And since Rias Negaim is dependent upon Mishpachas Kahuna based on this, that the Pasuk says Aaron Ubanov, for that reason Moshe Rabbeinu cannot be Raya Es HaNegaim. Based on the Gemara in Zvachim, according to the Shita of Tesis, that is Zara's name Mazar and Avodah Betuma, since the Pasuk says Daber Aaron Ubanov, for that reason, so too, even if someone has Kedushas Kuna, but he is not included in Mishpachas Kuna, he'll not have the Isser of being Oyvid Betoma. That is the Chayah what comes out according to the Shita of Tesis, on the other end according to the Rambam, that one needs Mishu Roy Lavid, whoever is Roy Lavid, will be Muzer. One does not need Mishpachas Kuna in order that they should be Muzer. That is a clear another nafkamina between the Shita of the Rambam and the Shita of Tesis. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara says, Upuri Reish Techsiv Reisham Leigaleichu, Ufera Leishaleichu, Uksib Asrevi Yain Leishtu, Iskosh Pura Reish Vestu Yain, Mashtu Yain Bemisa, Af Puri Reish Bemisa. In Tesis and Zvachim and Aftasvavim, we basically find that Tesis understands that the Chiyamisa of Puri Reish is not dependent upon this, that the Avodah they did was an Avodah Tama, but rather, even if he did an Avodah Shei Shachar Avodah, still, someone who is Puri Reish is Chayimisa. And in the Panamiris and Zvachim and Avichas and Ralph, we find that the Panamiris goes on to say that according to Tesis, so too as far as Shtui Yayin, there is a Chayimisa for Shtui Yayin, even on an Avodah Shei Avodah Tama. Since the Makar for Chayimisa by Puri Reish is from Shtui Yayin, if Shtui Yayin themselves are not Chayav Misa, only if they did an Avodah Tama, then how can we be Chayav Misa by Puri Reish? So from Tesis, the Panamiris proves that both Shtui Yayin and Puri Reish are Chayav Misa even on an Avodah which is not an Avodah Tama. And only as far as Zoros, Tumah Mechoser Begadim, and Mishum Rochot Sedarim Raglayim do we say that one needs to do an Avodah Tama in order to be Chayav Misa. If one did an Avodah Sheish Achar Avodah, they are not Chayav Misa. That is a sheet of Tesis and Zvachim. Now, here one can ask, what is Pshat in this from a Chayav Misa by Shtui Yayin Puri Reish according to Tesis and Zvachim, even by an Avodah which is not an Avodah Tama? But here we shall learn now from Zara that just like Zara is only Chayav Misa on an Avodah Tama, so too Shtui Yayin Puri Reish should only be Chayav Misa on an Avodah which is an Avodah Tama. As we find in the Kesem Mishnah in Perek Tes, Mehoches Bias Mikdash Shalach Yod. And so too we find in the Ran in our Sugya that the Ran says that as far as the Chiyamisa of Shtui Yayin are also Nachiyav Misa only by an Avodah Tama. By an Avodah Sheishach or Avodah Shtui Yayin are not Chiyav Misa, so to explain Pshat in the Shita of Tesis and Zvachim. But here one can say the following Mahalach. That the Chiyamisa by Shtui Yayin and Puri Reish is not for this that they were Eved Aveda, but rather the Chiyamisa is for this that they were Nechnas and Mikdash, B'tnai that they were Eved Aveda. And the Chiyamisa is for this that they were Nechnas and Mikdash, B'tnai that they were Eved Aveda. And since the Chiyamisa is for this that they were Nechnas and Mikdash, just there is a Tnai of Aveda, for that reason one is Chiyamisa, even if one did an Avodah which is not an Avodah Tama, as long as any Avodah was done, that itself is a reason that one should be Chayav Misa for the Knisa or Mikdash. This, that one needs an Avodah Tama, is only if the Chayav Misa is for the Avodah itself. If the Chayav Misa is for the Avodah itself, then we will say that one needs an Avodah Tama, just like one needs an Avodah Tama by the Chayav Misa of Azar. And so to Chayav Pshat in the Megillas Esther as well. In Mitzvah Sloisa say Ayin Gimel. Based on this one can answer the following kasha that we find in Tesis. In the Gemara we find that the Gemara says as follows, Mochos Rabbi Gadim Minalan, Amar Avol, Amar Beichnon, Umotib, Amar Shmeid, Rabbi Lazer, Rabbi Shimon, Vechagarta, Oysam Avnet, Bizman Shavigdeim Aleim, Kunasam Aleim, Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Kunasam Aleim, Vahav Uluhu Zorim, Bamar Amar, Zor Shashimish, Vemisa. In Tesis, you find that Tesis asks the following kasha hiksha harav Yaakov delins. Bamisa kasa behedya gabi mechoser begadim meparashas va'ata tetzave. So to answer the kasha of the Rima Orleans, one can say as follows, that even though misa kasa behedya gabi mechoser begadim, but the misa which is kasa behedya gabi mechoser begadim is not for the avodah b'mechaseh begadim, but rather it is for being nichnas l'mikdash. As the pasuk says, v'hoyu al aron v'albana b'vayam al moed v'gishtam el hamizbeach v'sharis. And even though one needs avodah, but avodah is just a t'nai. Our Gemara, on the other hand, is coming to explain that there is a chemisa for mechaseh begadim because of the avodah itself, and the avodah itself is mechayim misa. The fact that one was avodah b'mechaseh begadim, that itself is a reason that one is chayim misa, and the makar for the chayim misa. If one was avodah b'mechaseh begadim is based on this, that the pasuk says, v'chagarta eisam avnet, which from there we are now, b'zman shebigdeim aleim kunas maleim, ein bigdeim aleim ein kunas maleim, v'havu l'hu zarim, and therefore one has a chayim misa of a czar who is Ovid. That is a chayah. How one can answer the kasha of Tosfos. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says, Yoyishe minolan, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kraki, Voy Bacha Hashem, Al Kachem, Mikol, Shvatach, Alam, Moed, Vashare, Samida, Bacharte, Veloy, Li Yeshiva. Rashi brings down, that the Gemara in Zavach, Menachal, Kimon, Abbas, asks the following kasha, Mech, the Yoyishev, Kezar, Dami, Umeich, Vaveda. Ema mazar b'misaf yoyishe b'misa, alamatanya awa orel oinen yoyishev einam b'misa elabaz hara. The Gemara answers, Mishum nabim mechoser begadim, v'shoi rochot yadayim v'raglayim shnek silvam abom ke'achad, v'chol shnek silvam abom ke'achad eim melamdin, v'man da'omer melamdin, shtui yayin havel eshwishi, v'shoi shal divre hakol eim melamdin. In Rashi and Zvachim, we find that Rashi asks the following kasha, V'tuva kashi begava chada demale wilmei mehen hamisa begufa ksiv dekivin dezaru v'azar ha'karev yumas l'machose begadim nami hachi afino b'sanhedrin ein bigdeim aleim ein kuhnasam aleim v'havu luhu zarim. So to answer the kasha of Rashi and Zvachim, one can say as follows, that there is a difference between the drasha of Eim Begdeim Aleim Ein Kunas Maleim, and this that we say, Bamida Becharte V'loi Li Yeshiva. As far as Eim Begdeim Aleim Ein Kunas Maleim, we say that someone who is Mechoser Begadim does not have Kedushas Kahuna. And since he does not have Kedushas Kahuna for that reason, he is considered a regular Zar, and he has a Chimisa V'Zar Sheshimish. On the other hand, as far as someone who is a Yeshiv, even though he has Kedushas Kuhuna, this that he is considered a Zar is only because there is something missing in his Bechira. Similar to this, how we find the Gemara Nivamas from a Gimel on a base, that the Gemara Nivamas says that Shchitas Parish Al Aaron, according to the Mandamar, who holds that one needs a Kohen Gadol, Yishachet Kohen Hedjet Ika Iser Zaras, since he is considered a Zar La'isa Avida. In other words, even though one has a Kohen who has Kedushas Kahuna, but still, since as far as Shechitas Parish Al Aaron, one needs a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen Hedjet is considered a Zar as far as Shechitas Parish Al Aaron. And so too we find in the Chinuch and Mitzvah Shem Peites, that a Kohen who is Zeicha B'Avodah B'Pious, and another Kohen came and did the Avodah instead of the first Kohen, Ika Misham Zoros. In other words, besides for the Ocha that one needs Kedushas Kuna, but one has to be chosen for that Aveda. And if one was not chosen for that Aveda, he is considered a Zor relative to that Aveda. And therefore, Yeshiv, who in the Matzav of Yeshiva is not Nevcher Aveda, is considered a Zor, even though he has a full-fledged Kedushas Kuna. And since he has a full-fledged Kedushas Kuna, for that reason, there is no chiyamisa, and we say either shnei ksuvim habam ke'achad eim alamdin or shoyisha ksuvim habam ke'achad eim alamdin, that as long as one has kedushas kahuna, there is no chiyamisa. That is a chira how one can explain pshat in our Gemara, and to miyashiv the kasha of Rashi and Zvachim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.